Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Woo!
Listen, James 1:17 says, whatever was good and perfect is a gift coming down to us from God our Father, who created all the lights in the heavens. So I just want to tell you about how good God is today. And if you know like I know, then you'll praise him with me. Amen? Come on, let's go. Listen, let me tell you about the way that he loves and the way that he gives so graciously. Yeah, can't explain every single blessing that he's given to me in my life. And every time I try to wrap my head around it, I just can't, because I know all of the mess that I've been in. I just can't. Some things are feeling in me. No, I gotta let it out, because I get joy just thinking about all the things he's done for me.
Like how yeah. I live and move and have my being. I hold my hands up and I sing
my praises to him. I just wanna tell you how good God's been.
He's good, so good.
And I want you to know that.
Everybody, he is good, and I know that he always will be.
Yeah, yeah, listen, verse 2.
Let me tell you just how my life was,
and all the things he saved me from. I could have lost my life before 99,
yeah.
Never would have been my wife.
Oh, how he blessed me by sending my queen. I'm eternally grateful for it.
And this praise here will show it, cause I just wanna tell you how good God is. He's good, so good.
And I want you to know.
That I was living with. Coulda had me die, but got me kicking this. How they crucified him, he was innocent. Body laying lifeless and he finished it.
So good.
My heart is where his spirit is. Told me he won't leave me though he should, cause of my ignorance. Stubbornness, governing, my yelling at my children. It's a blessing, he don't do the same to me. I got to give him his. So good, he blew breath and that was lung.
He
put darkness to death and made the sun.
He
parted all the waters with the sky. Let the ground get dry. That was before he took the rest from all the fun.
He saw that it was good.
He gon' separate the tear from the beat. You can mash up with the angels or get gnashing at your teeth.
Fire punch.
Yo. Give him a chance to prove himself. Read the word for yourself. Yeah. He will learn. You can tell that he is
good. So good. And I want you to know.
Listen, he's good, so good, all the time, he's good, yeah.
Five, four, three, two, one, fire.
Candid Convo fam, hey man, what's going on, man? What's happening, everybody? You guys know that today is, you know, obviously Tuesday because you guys heard the blast off. And that can only mean one thing. It means that it's time for Candid Convos. You know, the show with the most recent topics, exclusive guests, and some of the hottest music on the planet. Marty the Greatest, man. How you feeling tonight, bro?
Oh, man, it's a time to laugh, not a time to cry. Let's get popping with Candid Convos. Y'all know how we do, man. We blast off. It's time to take off. Let's get this going, bro. Gas. On the pedal.
Hey,
full gas.
Foot on the pedal, you know, full on gas mode, man. Let's get it, man. If you guys are not familiar with Candid Convos, then tonight we have a special guest whose name is Edify. A little bit about Edify is that he is a Christian rapper from the Michigan area. So you guys are definitely in for a treat. I've been a supporter of his music for maybe the past, I want to say maybe a year and a half, maybe 2 years or so. The homie, the Brody, at the Hustle Pray Eat conference on October 30th. And we had a great time that night. Glad to, you know, rub elbows and bump shoulders with the legend himself. Anyway, he's a guest on tonight. And I want to give a quick shout out to Daniel Anthony with sending over his He's Good track featuring Rylan Jr. It's a Thanksgiving release, one of the double releases from Daniel Anthony. But I believe Edify is in the queue. He is on the line, ladies and gentlemen. Edify, are you there, bro? Are you there? Can you hear us?
Yes, sir. What's going on? What's popping? Thanks for
What's
having me.
What's popping, my G?
Welcome to the show.
Man, it's good to be on.
Hey, man. So Marty, man, you know what we got to do, right? We got to give him a round of applause for joining us on tonight before we go ahead and tap into our first topic. So let's go ahead and get this round of applause clapping and sounding off.
Hey. I appreciate it, man.
Well deserved.
Again, man, we got to honor you the right way. Marty, Edify, are y'all ready for this first topic?
Let's go.
I'm ready.
Okay. So we all know the unfortunate event that happened last year, right, about Ahmaud Arbery, right? He was jogging, and then he was murdered, right, by these three men. Anyway, they went to trial, they went to court, and the jury found these three white men guilty for murdering Ahmaud Arbery. Edify, with you being our guest, man, I got to know, what are your thoughts about, you know, this whole fiasco, this whole situation, this murder that took place, you know, in the death of Ahmaud Arbery? What are your thoughts?
Man, there's just been so much polarization around this case. It's good to see closure, you know what I mean, because it's just objective what happened in that case. You know, there was three men involved in a shooting of an innocent person without probable cause, just off a hunch. And we all know that was probably racially motivated. And it's great to see, you know, in my opinion, some progression in this country with that guilty verdict, where people just looked at the case and there was a guilty verdict for all three.
Yeah. Well, agreed. Well, I guess it's on me, right, Alicia?
You right, bro. Yeah, Marty, it's on you, man.
Well, you know, it's always, you know, bittersweet because they was reading, I watched the playback of them reading the verdict, and one guy, he kind of yelled out and celebrated, you know, and they kicked him out of the courtroom. And I think what we must understand is that when these things happen, when we watch these courts, nobody wins. Nobody wins. Mm. The devil, the only person or the only entity who wins is the devil. You know, because those three guys, through their own actions, I'm not taking up for them, through their own actions, you know, whether it's society bred them to do these actions or what, their own actions, you know, they lives are destroyed. Over. You don't have to worry about it. They got life in jail. And a young man, an innocent young man, is dead. So it's always weird to me when people cheer. You know what I'm saying? It's like even the Kyle Rittenhouse trial, you know, people crying and then other people saying, yeah, he was innocent. It's like people still dead. You know what I'm saying? People still dead, and you know whether you say it's self defense. It's whether you know I'm a soldier, and you know at some point in time I might have to take somebody's life. Some people have definitely tried to take my life. You know, and it's a sad thing what we got to do as humans in this world. So it's pretty sad, but nonetheless, doggone trial was crazy, man. I mean, the verdict was not surprised about the verdict. If they would have got the verdict wrong, it would have been a pretty bad week in the country. Let's just be honest about that. They would have got the verdict wrong. It'd been a pretty bad week. It'd have been a setback for us as a human race, to say the least. But it was, I mean, it was a layup. This case was a layup. But I just want to point out two things. The lawyer, two of the lawyers. There was a female lawyer, and then there was the other lawyer, the guy who we talked about last week, who said we don't need no more black pastors in the courtroom.
In the courtroom. Mm-hmm.
I'm just gonna call it like it is. That's racist, bro. That's racist, bro. And then the lady who said that the lady lawyer started talking about Ahmaud Arbery's toenails and how they long and dirty. What are you doing? And once again, this is a trial where we supposed to prove, I mean, where they were supposed to prove that these three white men was defending themselves. They had probable cause to hold this young black man, innocent young black man, and it wasn't racially motivated. They did a terrible job. They did a terrible job by saying stuff like that. You know, I ain't going to go on a rant. I'm going to save the rant for a little bit later. But that's just stupid, man. I know we Christians, oh, it's not nice to say. No, that's stupid, man. You got to help yourself out. And they definitely didn't help themselves out. So it was definitely a layup of a case. But I wanted to point that out. And last but not least, I wanted to point out, what really heartens me, man, is that had this guy, who also got found guilty, had not posted that video, the DA, who was trying to cover all of this up, she was trying to get these three men off because they worked with each other. One of the guys worked as a former police officer, and he worked in the DA office, who was trying to get him off. She was indicted, and she might be facing some charges as well. That's big. That's huge, because so many times the people who do the crime sometimes get held accountable. But the people who's in power, who advocate for these people, they see no recompense because they in power. So for her, they voted her out. The county, the district, they voted her out as DA, and she might be filing some charges. Now I say this lightly because I don't like saying nobody dismembered or upended. But the fact of the matter is, we have to understand something, y'all. You choose your actions, and the devil want to steal, kill, and destroy. And so you can't choose your actions out of race, biases, discrimination, or whatever. You need to find a way to look past the color, because if we are all made in his image, then that means God is multicultural. And we all bleed the same blood. The same blood died for all of us. So we need to get past this. But it was good to see that justice was served, in my opinion. What about you, Alicia?
I completely agree. I'm looking at the article right now that I believe you sent over. And Ms. Cooper Jones addressed to the reporters and the supporters that, quote, in quotations, it's been a long fight. It's been a hard fight, but God is good. I'm glad that justice was served. I'm glad that Cooper Jones addressed, basically God, had his hand in this case. I know that in 2020, as the African-American community, we have seen a lot of death, police brutality. And I'm talking about death outside of COVID. No COVID here. Accidents, drug overdoses, murders and killings that made the news and that did not make the news. But, at Floyd, man, we were in an uproar, and we demanded justice, period. And I'm glad that they found justice in that case with George Floyd and that they found justice in this case with Ahmaud Arbery. Again, like you said, Marty, any amount of death is a tragedy. And, you know, they're going to prison for life. That's a loss, whether they have families or not, whether they have kids or not. And Ahmaud Arbery, you know, his life is gone, which is another negative. So, you know, it's never a win-win, but am I glad to see justice being served? Yes. Again, you guys, this is Candid Conversation. We get real. We get real down to the nitty-gritty on this show. Like Marty, like you like to say, bro. What do you say? Something about pearls. We make them clutch their pearls.
Yeah, we clutch the pearls, man. Either you're going to get your life to God or you're going to clutch the pearls.
So, yeah, I do want to give a shout-out to the homie Dion that's listening live with us, as well as Miss Jess Wilson on Instagram that's listening live as well. Hopefully you guys have chimed in. If not, the number is 914-205-5471. We are talking about the Ahmaud Arbery's verdict, the 3 men that were found guilty. If you have any feedback or, you know, if you want to chime in, press the number 1 key. But we are going to go ahead and move into our second topic of the night by Paul Gasol. He honors Kobe and Gianna. We all know that Kobe passed away. What was it, last year? Yeah. No, yeah. 2 years ago.
No,
last
year.
Yeah.
It was 2019, wasn't it?
It was right before COVID kicked off.
Okay, so that was 2020.
Yeah, 2020.
So, Kobe and everyone that was a passenger on that helicopter passed away, including, you know, the pilot. But Paul Gasol, he honors Kobe, not just as a teammate, but also as a man. And him and his wife, they named their very first daughter, their very first child, after Gianna. I don't know when their little girl was born, but her name is Elizabeth Gianna Gasol. Edify, like I was telling Marty in the pre-show meeting, that the highest honor is naming someone after someone else. It doesn't get any higher than that. So what are your thoughts about Paul Gasol and his wife naming their baby girl after Gianna, Kobe's daughter?
Yeah, man. I mean, you kind of summed it up even in the question. I think it's a high honor. It's paying respect, but it also shows the brotherhood that they must have had over the years. I mean, they won championships together and played together for like a decade. So it's great to see that. It's great to see that honor and that legacy, especially with his daughter who was taken after her dad and playing basketball and, you know, had a whole life to live. She had a lot of potential, even just as a human being, but also as maybe a basketball player in the future. So it's great to see kind of like the essence of her life remembered in the daughter that Paul just had. So, I think it just shows the love. And I know he also made Kobe's wife the godmother, right?
Yes.
I believe so, yeah. So, I mean, that's another level, you know. It's like, hey, not only do we, you know, are we going to honor your daughter, but we're also going to put you in this position where we entrust you with our child if anything were to happen to us. So I just think it's a beautiful story all around. I mean, there's not – too much more to say about it as far as depth, but I think it just goes to show the brotherhood and the family bond that Powell and Kobe must have had over the years. So, yeah, just a really nice story.
Hey, man. Like Edifaz, like he said, man, it was a beautiful story. Marty, did you get a chance to check out the pictures or, you know, check out the article about Paul Gasol naming his baby girl after Gianna?
Yeah, bro. Beautiful story. I gotta agree with LFI. You know, echo his sentiments. Beautiful story overall. I just was very happy to see this because I don't know if you've been following, but the LA County is actually suing Kobe's wife. They suing Kobe's wife. I don't know exactly what's the story behind that. And she didn't had a couple of a couple of people have came at his wife. I don't understand what's going on or why this lady is attracting the attention like that. It's crazy to me to think. That lady didn't just lose a husband. She lost the icon. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's very weird. So it was nice to see a positive story, because the last two stories I didn't see is like people just like coming at him. Like, who does this when somebody's grieving? Like, it's crazy to me. It's legit crazy to me. Now they say she's been coming at other people too as well. But I mean, that's all emotion, people being grieving and stuff like that. But to get back to the story, man, it's a beautiful thing. Like you said, it's the highest honor. And I'm just going to say it like this. I was sad to hear about Kobe's death. But me having daughters myself, I can die today or tomorrow. Let my kids live. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Let my kids live. And this girl was an amazing basketball player. You understand me? She was going to be Kobe 2.0. I was excited. I was excited to see a female's version of Kobe, okay? But that's not going to happen. We're not going to see that. We're not going to see how great she could have been. We're not going to see, pictures of her getting married, going to college, being drafted by the WNBA. None of that's going to happen. Mm-hmm. So to be honest with you, man, that hit me harder than Kobe's death, because, I'm pretty sure – and that hit me harder, because just thinking of me in a helicopter with my daughter, what I wouldn't give to just put myself in that situation and get her out of that situation. I probably would have been trying to think of everything, how to get her out of that situation, and just let me go. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So, I
actually think I've thought of that more than anything else since that event happened, like,
yeah,
having your child with you in that last moment. It's devastating to think about.
And there's nothing you can do. Nothing you
can
do. It's totally helpless. That has
again
been gut-wrenching.
How can I say this? It's a moment that we never think about. And I know we take, life small moments for granted, but, in those last moments, they count the most. And I'm pretty sure if Kobe had, an extra minute or two, he would, in my opinion, he did what he could. Of course, I wasn't there, but I'm pretty sure as every father and every mother, that we live to protect our children. So I can't even imagine what I would have done, but I think Kobe did what was best. Of course, we want to save our children. We want to, die first and then let our children bury us. But in this case, it wasn't like that. But big ups and a shout out to Paul Gasol for carrying on Gianna's legacy. And anyone that comes after Gianna, know that the WNBA, that they what did they do? They Hall of Fame. I'm sorry, that's not even a word. They honor Gianna's. They honor her jersey number by, putting her in the Hall of Fame. So again,
yeah,
that's another high honor.
She was gonna end up there. She was gonna end up there anyway. So they just act on what would have happened, because the girl was the beast. Go look up Gianna Bryant, GG Bryant highlight tapes. And I promise you, you're going to be like, oh, God, this is dirty. They need to teach you not to be playing with these little girls, because she looked like a grown woman abusing little girls. Jelly. It's nasty. It's something. It's something ridiculous. So she crossed one girl over, and I started praying. I started tearing for the Holy Ghost for that little girl.
Amen. Well, you guys know it's Candid Convos, man.
You just
can't have candy combos without any music. What were you saying, Marty?
I said, sometimes you just got to go before the throne for people's ankles, you know.
Amen. Well, Gianna definitely made sure people went to the throne for their ankles because she was causing everybody laying up on people. It didn't matter. She did it all because she was going to be Kobe Bryant 2.0. Amen. So, Edify, we're not going to do a third topic as of yet. We are going to get into some of your music because you being our guest, we want to let the listeners know that you are a rapper. Not only that, but you got bars. I'm talking about heavy bars, like boulder-sized bars. You feel me? So you got this song titled We Know, featuring the homie Biko, off of your album titled Higher Calling. If I'm not mistaken, Higher Calling was released in October of last year, 2020, right? During COVID, right?
Yes.
During the pandemic, right?
Yep.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
So what was the inspiration behind your song called We Know?
Man, you're going to make me dig deep because it's been a long time since I wrote that. I think there was like, I want to say close to 20 tracks on that album. I had to cut quite a bit out, but and I've made a lot this year. But I'm trying to remember it. So Biko and I were on it. I think the main inspiration of the song was kind of like a lot of times we have like this instinct where we kind of know people's intentions. You know what I mean? So the concept of the song, the We Know aspect of it, was like, we know kind of what you're getting at, the side angle, but at the same time, we're still going to, you know, we're still going to show love and we're still going to be Christ-like in that situation. And I don't know how many Christians talk about this, but like, there's a lot of hidden motives, man, even in the church sometimes. And you know, we're in a fallen world, and sometimes people just come with expectations and with hidden motives, and you got to love through it, but also be wise as a serpent. You know what I mean? So that was kind of the inspiration of the We Know concept. It's just, recognizing people and their intentions, but also loving them through it and still being Christ-like in our actions.
Amen. And again, you guys, this is We Know featuring Biko off of his Higher Calling album. You can stream Higher Calling on all digital platforms. So even after the show or during the show, you can search him while you're listening to Candid Convos. Anyway, without any further ado, here is the homie Edify, our special guest, with his track titled We Know. Check it out right here on Candid Convos. Let's get it.
Understanding, I didn't lose out on the lessons that granted me everything that I love and that I cherish. The blessings on blessings I can't help but share. And if I could talk to myself in the mirror, I'd go back in time and I tell them don't fear. These trials are meant to make you see it clear. So don't ever stop, you got victory near. That's real talk, no gibberish. Some are hella rich, but their spirit's sick. All these icons, it doesn't click for them. So they filling up on anything they can. That's unleaded, that's a cheap buy. Some are gassed up, I got no drive. Got a destination, but ignoring signs. Got you disconnected, no Wi-Fi. I've been peeping game, but I stay quiet. Like a tennis match on the last volley. Yeah, this quarantine took the mask off me, exposed to things that I had on. I've been in the lab and I'm releasing hits. That's universal, going viral quick. That's Wuhan, that's a COVID mix. I was flying high ever since a jet. Trying to pull me down like a sunken ship. But the adversity taught me how to swim. All the dissonance came from ignorance. Became self-aware and I can paint again. Who do you go to with them when it turned to when everyone hurt you and want you to fail? I had to learn that the enemies in me, the voice I listen to determine my fate. Cause we know, yeah we know.
Best invested in it. Far from lazy, but I'm resting in it. Told them boys I had to stretch the limits, and I run this race like I expect to win it. Got some vices, still wrestle with it, but the future's nice, I'm still stepping in it. Keep it real, I'm still representing. Yeah, the sky's the limit, that's an epidemic, yeah. I don't do well with the frauds, I can see through the facade, yeah, yeah. Saying that they really live for God, and if the shoe fits, please don't forget the size. Back to the grind like a straight to the cash, gotta keep it real, had to take off the mask. I done been around a lot of fakes in the past, had a grass looking green, but the snakes in the grass, yeah, yeah. I still love them, but I choose to keep my distance. I'm not seeking no approval, I just choose to seek some wisdom. Need I mention, I'm still growing, I'm just trying to feed the vision. I'm just trying to be the mission, I find hope in legalism, yeah.
I've been barely talking, yeah, I've got therapy. Started being honest, yeah, taking care of me. I've been steady watching, they've been hearing less from me. Had to use some logic, and now I got clarity.
Yo, what's good, y'all? This is BRM from Chicago, Illinois, and you are rocking with Candid Convos, the show with the recent topics and hottest music known to man. Keep it locked. Let's get it. Peace.
Hey, man, you guys, that was the homie, our guest tonight with Edify, with We Know featuring Vico. Shout out to homie BRM for that Candid Convo dropper as well. If any of you guys that's listening, male or female, if you guys ever want to give us a drop, make a drop for us, you know, email me and then I can tell you guys exactly what to say and where to send it. Amen. Because we need drops, and we appreciate all you guys' support. Shout out to the homie Jonathan Woodard that's listening live online as well as Jess Wilson. And, you know, a happy birthday shout out to my good sister, my good friend, Karina Calderon, whose birthday is today, and she turned the lovely 37. So. Happy birthday, Karina, and shout out to all of our live listeners. Edify, are you still there, bro?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hey, man. Now, Edify, before we jump into our third topic, with you being our guest, we want to let the listeners know a little bit about you. And I don't know your testimony from A to B. So, like, how did you come up with your name, Edify, and just give us a little bit, a snapshot of your testimony from childhood to right now?
Man, okay, Cliff Notes version here. I started rapping at, I want to say, 17, 18. Was always really into hip-hop. I'm from the Detroit area, so hip-hop is a big part of the culture there. And when I got saved, man, I just really wanted to utilize it for God, man. And I sat on a name for weeks and prayed about it, and I just really felt like it resonated with what I was doing and what I represented. Edify means to build, enlighten, and inform for the kingdom. And so that's just kind of like the mantra, man. That's kind of the what I've set out to do as a Christian artist, is just to build people up and give them knowledge, man, and give them truth. So, yeah, God placed that on my heart, and it's really connected with who I am. When I'm at my best, I should say, you know, I definitely see God work in a lot of edifying ways and just bringing people together too. So that's kind of where the name came from. I just really liked the name, really liked the definition, and it fit. So there's definitely a spiritual aspect to that. And then as far as me getting saved, man, I grew up in a Christian house, but I really didn't make the faith my own until I was 17, 18, like I was saying. And got baptized, started doing Christian hip hop. So I've been doing it for, let's say, a decade. So it's, yeah, it's just been a big part of my life, man. And, you know, I just got led to God through some circumstances where I was playing professional hockey in Canada, which I don't know if you've ever met a Christian rapper who was a hockey player, but I'm the one. And I had some injuries, and those injuries kind of like made me just question my life. Like, I gave my whole life to the sport and to try and make it professionally. And when I couldn't do it anymore, I was like, man, who am I? What am I? What do I believe? What road do I want to go down? I chose Christ, and I chose to dedicate my life to him, and the rest is history, man.
That's a first. Almost 6 years I've been doing radio, and I've never met a hockey player. So that's a first.
No bad. No bad.
For real. Real talk. I would have never guessed hockey player. So I'm a little caught off guard. I'm a little, you know, I just caught uppercut to the chin with that one because I didn't see it coming.
Man, I actually know a couple other rappers who played hockey. I'm not the only one, but they're secular. They're not in Christian hip hop. I probably, you know, just looking at the pool of people in this small subgenre community we have in CHH, I have not met anyone else who played hockey as their predominant sport. Usually it's football or basketball. But yep, that was a sport growing up, man. I love the Pistons. I love the Lions, even though they suck. And I'm also a really huge Red Wings fan. And so I grew up watching the Red Wings, and that was a big part of my life growing up in Detroit, was being a Wings fan, and that brought me kind of into that sport. So that's where it comes from.
Hey, man. Now, Edify, if I'm not mistaken, I want to say maybe about 4 days ago, maybe Friday, you dropped a video to your newest single titled Lightwork.
Yes.
I want to say it was Friday, the day right after Thanksgiving. Am I right?
The video has been out, I want to say, for almost 2 weeks, I think. But, yeah, you're close. You're close.
Okay. Okay, so your new single. Is it a single?
Yes.
Okay, so the new single, Lightwork. The video dropped. It's doing crazy numbers. Shout out to Rapzilla for picking it up. But what was the inspiration behind your song called Lightwork?
Man, you know, I think every song tonight will have a somewhat deep answer. Lightwork is, it's more so just bars, punchlines, and a freestyle type track. So I just talked about whatever came to mind, man. It was just kind of like the title of the song, Lightwork. I was just having fun with it, man, and just talking about all kinds of different topics. Nothing too deep. Obviously the chorus is a little more specific, but even the chorus is like just more so, just growing as a person and growing as a Christian and talking about some flaws and how people can kind of get on, you know, under your skin and on your nerves a little bit, but you still got to work on you and follow Christ, man. So that was kind of the thought behind the chorus, but the verses, man, nothing too deep, man. It's just a lot of bars that came to mind, man. I wrote it, recorded it, and ended up being one of the biggest singles of this year. So, yeah, man, that's pretty much the behind the song explanation.
Hey, man, well, we're going to go ahead and get into your newest single titled Lightwork right here on Candid Combos, and then we're going to come back with our third topic. Here is Lightwork right here on Candid Combos, man. Y'all keep it locked, man. Tell your haters and your neighbors they got 20 minutes to call in. We hanging out with the homie Edify, man. Let's get to this Lightwork track. Let's get it.
This is long overdue. Edify.
Yeah, I'm coming through. If you're not with me, then you hit the snooze. I'm coming with it like you better move. Stopped all the talking, gave up the excuses. Yeah, clear out the room. I need to focus when I'm in the booth. No Kodiak, but I'm bearing that fruit. Snapping like cannon, I'll picture the view. Get to the roof, then you watch it all bloom. Piece it together, then fix it with glue. I'm branching out, trying to shoot to the moon. I'm about to blow, better shoot the harpoon. Waves get to crack, and you feel the monsoon. Think it's a fable, I'll show you the proof. Sit at the table and turn off the cable. I'm usually stable, so chaos ensues.
For everybody that been doubting me, never got under my skin like an allergy. You were the ones who were charging my battery, giving me energy without the calories. Punching the clock, I was fighting for guarantees. Went from hourly right up to salary. Thought I was wasting my muscle like atrophy. So I hustled, I was humble through tragedy. No, I never claimed the streets as a strategy. Cause that's a falsehood, not a fallacy. Life steady teaching me like it was faculty. Really a student, I'll learn it all happily. If I'ma do it, I'll do it with family. They got me through all the pain and calamity. Now I'm all good like perfected morality. That's the whole truth like objective reality. Yeah.
Smoke all in the air. I've been feeling some hostility. I'm a man of God, but you acting like a Philistine. I know I'm a saint, but I still deal with evil gripping me. Working on my tendencies, need to let my mental breathe.
I've been taking shots, no vaccine. Had a full collision with my dreams. Now the roof off with no backseat. I got clear vision, no visine. When they finally listen, they like me. I'm not superstitious, but I'm in between. Cause I've been down, but they intervene. I don't blame luck, I blame Elohim.
Yahweh.
Drive
driving down the interstate, avoiding all the snakes. But this is just a metaphor, I'm moving past the fake. I got places where I need to be, I can't be late. So if you wanna know what's coming soon, gotta save the date. I'm not married to the game, I'm open to engage. If they gave me proposals, then I'd probably be engaged. If they offer me deals, then I'm reading every page. Cause I won't sign with industry that's keeping people slaves. Smoke all in the air, I've been feeling some hostility. I'm a man of God, but you acting like a Philistine. I know I'm a saint, but I still deal with evil gripping me. Working on my tendencies, need to let my mental breathe.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was Edified with Lightwork. Marty the Greatest, Edified is in the building. Marty, man, how you? What you feeling about that Lightwork track, man? How you feeling, bro?
Hey, man, I know you said Lightwork, but he went to business. He put the business to that track. It looked like he had his business socks on, business suit, briefcase. Looked like he went straight. He closed some deals, you know, merged some companies on that track. You know what I'm saying? So if that's like work for you, well, that's like work for you, my guy. You pretty good at like work.
Appreciate it, man. Appreciate it. I really did have fun with that track. It was not. It just came natural, man. Sometimes the best songs, man, are just songs that flow and just are easy to make, and that was one of them.
Yeah, it sounded like you had fun.
Awesome. All right, Marty Greatest, man. I'm going to put the ball in your court. I'm going to see what you're going to do with it. What's our third topic for tonight, bro?
Man, look, man, I've been trying to figure out how we're going to do this because we got two good topics that we want to talk about, you know, and we normally – it's so sad when we don't get to the good topics. But we're going to talk about the cure for diabetes, y'all. Now, we know that diabetes is rampant in the African-American community. And so this is my mother. I do believe she got type 2 diabetes, you know, but this is a cure for type 1 diabetes. If you do not know, type 1 diabetes is the bad type where it can take you out here if you're not careful. So this guy, he was passing out. He was running into walls, you know, because his sugar was just dropping at a drop of a dime. And, you know, basically his ex-wife, she allowed him to stay with her because she didn't want nothing bad to happen to him. And so she entered him into a clinical trial with a company called Vertex Pharmaceutical. And they did this stem cell research where it basically target the pancreas, you know, stem cells, which supposed to create the insulin in your body. And basically it's supposed to target them and help them and, like, kind of repair them so it can start creating insulin. So this guy went through this trial at 57, and now he is 64, and it's almost like he don't have diabetes. So this is a groundbreaking thing right now. They have 17 people going into trial, so it's going to take 5 more years of trial. But in 5 more years, y'all, we might be done with diabetes. How did that make you feel, Edified? Does that build you up?
It's amazing. I want to go on a tangent about healthcare, but I'm gonna stick on the topic for a second because diabetes is in my family, type 2. And I just know how it impacts families, you know, and it can be deadly. I think both can, but I know type 1 is where you're born with it, correct?
Yeah, type 1 is pretty much the deadliest, but type 2,
yeah.
If you don't do right with type 2, it can turn into type 1. And,
right,
Right.
I think the reason why I asked that, I know a couple people who have type 1 and they were born with it, but I know type 2 can develop, and that's what we have in my family. Like, a lot of the men have type 2 diabetes, so I got to be careful. And, of course, I had a milkshake today and wasn't checking my carbs very
well.
Yeah,
that's why, you know, this is so mean so much to me because my family have it too. Licio, what did you thought about this when you heard it?
first of all, man, a cure for anything deserves a round of applause. Amen? Because but scientists has been doing a lot of research since before I was born, right? Well, hold on, let me take that back, because Marty, you're older than me. So, been doing research since Marty was born, right? So, to see a breakthrough like this in the medical field, you know, with trials, you know, with people, you know, not being or, you know, doing research for nothing, that actually, you know, broke ground and found something of a possible cure. I'm glad that it worked for one man. Hopefully it works for another man. And, you know, the article says his ex-wife. You know anything about an ex, you don't want no communication with. You don't want no parts with him. But apparently his ex-wife loved him enough to continue to care. Enough to, you know, put him through these trials to make sure that he had everything lined up so that he can continue to live. Now, again, I don't know what their relationship was after the marriage, but apparently she still cared enough to still care. Amen? So that deserves a round of applause as well. And, again,
yes.
We don't know how many people, you know, we don't know how many people are going to have positive results after the trial, but we praise God for this one, and hopefully they have more to come. I'm reading an article now. Type 1 diabetes is a terrible, terrible disease. But the man says that it seems like it's a miracle. It's a miracle. And bottom line is that it's an amazing result. And this is both from the medical, you know, professionals, the pharmaceuticals, the doctors, you know, the people at UCLA and people at Howard, Harvard, you name it, they've looked at the articles and they are congratulating this man for continuing to go through the process, continue to go through the trial. 5 years, type 1 diabetes might be, you know, a no-show. It might not be around anymore because of these trials. So, again, anytime that there is a breakthrough in science or, you know, a breaking of ground in any category, in entertainment, in music and art and in finances and administration stuff, we want to congratulate that. So, Marty, I'm glad that you sent over this topic because it's Candid Convos and it's, you know, it's a show about candid convos.
Yeah.
Things that you won't hear about on your 11 o'clock news or 6 o'clock evening news. So, again,
sure.
I say congratulations. And, again, thank you, Marty, for having such a heart to send over something amazing as this. That's my feedback.
Yeah, man. I'll tell you this, man. You just got to, you know, everybody can say what they want about the, you know, the vaccine, you know, some of the stuff that scientists do. But, I mean, look, man, there are scientists who believe in God as well. And God don't just, you know, reach down in his hand and just bless us to heal us. He healed us through people. So these scientists are part of the process of God healing. So, I mean, there are somebody who's thankful that they loved one got the COVID vaccination because their loved one could have been out of here, you know, checked out. And, you know, so regardless of how you feel about these trials, regardless of how you feel about scientists, regardless, you know, it's God's design. Everything have a good side and a bad side to it, but everything is God's design. And I pray hard for this because I don't want my mother's life to be snuffed out before she's ready because of diabetes and or anybody life for diabetes and in my life. It runs in my family. So I mean, I'm hoping that these 17 people have good report come back and we can eradicate this and it continue because cancer is on the list next. You know, cancer is a dirty, you know, I'm about to say something.
Really can't. Keep it PG, you know, Marty.
Don't like cancer either, man. But, you know, it's some of these things. And so we need these scientists. So all the little kids who's watching or who's listening or the people listening who have kids, encourage your kids to be scientists, man. Because God works in science as well. But man, y'all really gonna like. I mean, y'all really gonna be tripped out on this next subject to close us out. This next topic to close us out. Dude in Missouri. All right, it's not Michigan. I think it's close to Michigan. It's close to Ohio. I know it's close to Ohio. Nowhere near Louisiana, but in Missouri. And the reason why I'm saying, because I don't know what y'all got to answer for this. This is how y'all roll up there? I just need to know if this is how y'all roll up there around Michigan and Ohio. Is this how y'all Midwest states roll? Because in Missouri, all right, this man got arrested and was in prison for 43 years, then found not to be guilty. They had all the evidence that proved that he wasn't guilty, but they wouldn't go over the evidence. Finally, they did find out the man is not guilty. And then the state of Missouri say, oh, our bad, but we ain't paying you not one red cent. That is your own fault for being in jail for 43 years. NFI, could you please make some sense? Is that how y'all roll up there in the Midwest?
These stories always, they break my heart. They frustrate me. I mean, I'm glad that he was found innocent. Been following, I don't know if you guys have heard of it, Innocence Project. It's a group of people who go around and work with these cases where it's like, hey, there's not sufficient evidence for this person to be in prison. We think they're innocent. Could you represent them and try to, you know, do a mistrial or another trial? And there's a lot of these cases happening. And it just makes me wonder how many people are in prison for either a reason that they shouldn't be in prison for, or for being completely innocent and they got the wrong person, or whatever the case may be. So it breaks my heart. I'm glad that there's a lot more of a light shining on this subject. I think it's been neglected over the years. Basically, once the book was thrown at you, you're done. And people are now recognizing, like, no, there's a lot of cases that just don't sit right. I just wish that he could get everything back, but unfortunately you can't get time back. You know, even if they did give him money, it's not going to take back 43 plus years, you know, of being in prison. That's a lifetime for people. So, like I said, it's bittersweet. It's a good story as far as him getting out and being free, but yeah, there's just so many more people in prison. I just really pray that justice is served in the hearing now, and not just in judgment when we're before God, but that people can have freedom if they're truly innocent.
Alicia, I'm gonna give you a chance to respond to the story too, but I wanted to give Edify a little bit more time to respond, because what I did leave out is that the Innocent Project, since they deal with Missouri, don't have the morals to do, and they put out there for a GoFundMe, and the initial money that they were trying to raise was like $8,000, where they got like $700,000. So they raised it to $1 million, then they got $1 million. They raised it to $1.2 million, and last time I checked, they was at $1.1 million. So the man is going to get $1.1 million. So glory be to God on that. What you think about that?
Wow.
Go ahead, Edify.
Oh, my bad. Go ahead.
Go ahead, Edify. You are a guest. The floor is yours, bro.
Oh, for sure. I was just going to say that's amazing. I didn't even know they were a part of this exact case. But, man, that's amazing. Like, that's something you raise for the whole organization, but they raise it for one man. I'm really happy to hear that. Hopefully it can – it's still a Band-Aid, but at least it's something, you know, right, for this man to be able to have after justice was served. So, yeah, that's really good news to hear, man.
I hope they still try to bring some sue Missouri, because there ain't no way in the world the state should get Scott free from that. They need to bring up, I hope they can, levy some legal action against that state for that, because ain't no way you just say, well, we screwed up on you, but, you know, that's your problem. But, Elysio, I know you probably got the rant of the night. Let's get it.
I'm looking at the article now. First of all, Edifier said everything I wanted to say. I just want to add that this man was locked up before his trial. Before his trial.
Wow.
Let's highlight that. Crazy. He was locked up before his trial. He's been in jail since 1979, you guys. Since 1979. Again, before I was born, before Martin the Greatest was even thought about. So, again, 43 years has been taken away from this man, and he was found not guilty. Like, what kind of mess is that? I do know that time is of the essence. Again, we're going to close the show out at 10 o'clock. But this, you know, being our fourth topic of the night, is just it's unfair. It's very frustrating. But at the end of the day, the man is a millionaire now. He didn't have to, you know, do anything. But, like, Edify, like you said, bro, we can't give time back. And a lot of us, we waste time. This man, I'm not saying that he wasted his time, but the system wasted the time for him. And unfortunately, exactly. I don't have a time machine. And Marty, you haven't built the time machine yet. So we can't send him back to have justice served. But he's a millionaire now. And I'm glad that you sent over this topic for us to talk about tonight. Of course you are, because you stay busy, man. You stay busy, man. You might be trying to build an airplane, too, or something.
It's going to be like an airplane time machine. That's what it is going to be. I show what I don't
know. Amen. Well, we're about 5 minutes left into the show. Edify, how you enjoyed yourself tonight, bro?
Man, it's been great. Once again, just appreciate you guys having me on. And, yeah, man, this is fellowship, bro. This is good conversation. And, yeah,
sir.
It's just good to be able to chop it up with you guys.
Yes, amen. Now, Edify, of course, we heard your music on tonight. But how can the listeners and the supporters of Candid Combo, how can they follow you on social media? Are you on Instagram, Twitter? Like, how can they follow you on social media?
Man, I just made a new Twitter last week, so perfect timing. If you want to follow me, everything is I am Edify. I am Edify, my artist name. Yeah, follow me on everything. I'm pretty much on everything: TikTok, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. Even if you type in facebook.com/IamEdify, that's my page. So. Yeah, that's how you find me. Connect with me. I got a lot more releases coming very soon, and coming out with a new clothing brand as well in the next month. So, yeah, would love to chop it up and connect.
Amen. Now, I do know that, of course, Black Friday just passed, Cyber Monday just passed, but I also know that you have a website that you sell merchandise on, T-shirts and hoodies for men and women. So can you give us that website so we can shop with you and, you know,
thanks.
Get some merch
yeah.
so we can support the homie?
For sure. Thanks for reminding me. I forgot I had a website. The website is edifysounds.com. So that's the only thing, of course, that's different than my handle. But yeah, it's edifysounds.com. That's also the name of my production studio where I do mixing and mastering. And it's just the site with all of my merch and my music. I have a brand called Battle Scars, which is about mental health. And mental health awareness and just looking at the battle scars of people who have gone through mental illness or know someone close that has gone through mental illness. And we look at those scars as a sign of strength and a sign of resilience, and we celebrate them and just try to reverse the stigma. So, yeah, you can find all of that merch on my website, edifysounds.com.
Amen. And Marty the Greatest and, you know, the Candid Convo crew, man, we want to give you another round of applause for joining us on tonight. Definitely enjoyed you, bro, man. We got to get you as a guest, hopefully in 2022, over on the KS Radio Show on Friday night at 8 o'clock. We can get some booked in the future, maybe January, maybe February. But, again, ladies and gentlemen, you can follow our guest, Edify, everyone on social media at I Am Edify. And, again, his website is edifysounds.com. That's sounds with the S, plural. Make sure you use it the right way. And make sure you don't break the bank by supporting him. But you guys definitely need to support his music and his ministry. And, you know, just follow him, everyone, on social media so you can stay up to date with what he's doing, what he's releasing. And maybe what city he's coming to. Never know. He might be just near in the future. But we're going to go ahead and get out of here. Edify, again, thank you for joining us on tonight. We're going to go ahead and close the show out with the homie Edify and G-Music with Victory Over Pain, because we all have victory in Christ, and we can all put the pain in our rearview mirror and let it be a motivational tool for us to keep going, keep striving, and doing things in excellence to represent God and, you know, serve Him the right way. So, Edify, Marty the Greatest, man, we're going to go ahead and get out of here. You guys enjoy your night. And Marty, like Marty the Greatest says, don't forget to have candid convos. Keep hustling, keep praying, and don't forget to have candid convos, man. We'll see you guys in the next episode next week as we welcome in the month of December and get ready for Christmas. You guys be blessed. We'll see you guys in the next one. Here is Victory Over Pain. Much love, peace, God bless, and good night.
I got getting in my way. I got brothers acting like they fake. I got family telling me I can't. I got Jesus running through my veins. I got victory over my pain. I got victory. I got victory over my pain. I got Jesus giving me the strength. Orange like a statue, scars looking like tattoos. I don't even remember feeling like I could grab you. I had to go get back, repent that, cause I couldn't even fit that. Off track with my life, had to rehab. Subtract everything that was not life, all black. Depression tried to grab me like a grip. I was in the bathroom taking hits. I didn't have the money for the rent. Tried to hustle, had to get it for my kids. My life and he intervened. Give me inner peace and I'm a better me. He can take away the pain. All you gotta do is pray.
Chasing cataracts like the eyes hate. Make the book of life, gotta turn the page. Had to kill my pride, gotta die daily. Like an anesthetic, all my pain's taken. All over me.
I got demons getting in my way. I got brothers acting like they fake. I got family telling me I can't. I got Jesus running through my veins. I got victory over my pain. I got victory. I got victory over my pain. I got Jesus giving me the strength.
All of my struggles, all of my pain, all of the hurt, all of the shame, all of my anger, all of the rain, taking my fade. He made a way, he made a change, show me the way. I'll never be perfect, but I know I'm saved. He gave me his grace, gave me my faith. I still have my moments, he takes it away. I'm living afraid, caught in a rage, caught in emotions that threw it away. Took all my passions and put on the stage, part of my story, he threw in the page. Got my mind, resist on the eye, I'm living with a blind vision. I'm making a history over my misery, took all my pain and made it my victory. Don't let it get to me, I know that he wish on me, I know that he's sick of me. Might put a hit on me, yeah. But I walk with the Father, so why even bother? You say that you're hitting, but I'm hitting hard. I come for the kill when I'm making the slaughter. Gave all my pain, laid up on the altar.
I got demons getting in my way. I got brothers acting like they fake. I got family telling me I can't. I got Jesus running through my veins. I got victory over my pain. I got victory. I got victory over my pain. I got Jesus giving me the strength.